Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, gang, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And hurrah, the international break is over and game day returns today on TalkSport. Cristiano Ronaldo is set to make his debut for Manchester United today as they take on Newcastle. We'll hear from United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer speaking about his return, but also from Newcastle United boss Steve Bruce, who's hoping to spoil the welcoming party.
It's developed, it's evolved as a player. As age goes by, you have to change your game a little bit. I don't think you're going to see them 18, 19, 20 stepovers before he goes past you. But he still has them. He still has the step over, the shift and the shoot. He's developed into one of the most accurate finishers that I've seen. I did see parts of that when he was here, of course, and he developed. But what he's developed in his years at Real Madrid impressed us all. He's one of the best, of course, in the air. His timing, desire to get on the end of crosses is second to none. He still hits the target 9 out of 10 or 99 out of 100 times when he shoots from outside the box as well. So he knows the game more, definitely. He knows which positions to drop into and when to run in behind, and he's still as quick, it looks like, from the stats. So, and he's a shining leading star, of course. Everyone's going to look up to him, and he's going to be a leader in this dressing room.
It's quite an incredible story of him going back, and I'm sure they could have sought out Old Trafford 10 times over if they wished. Listen, it's always going to be tough, and obviously with the added spice of Ronaldo coming back has added to it. But make no mistake, they've got quality players all over the pitch. So whenever you go to Old Trafford, the one thing you're going to have to do is enjoy it, enjoy the challenge of playing against, you know, one of the big teams of this country, and relish the opportunity to go and see if we can spoil the party a bit.
Now, it's a North London derby today as Crystal Palace take on Tottenham. That game is live on TalkSport at 12:30. Both managers, Patrick Vieira and Nuno Espirito Santo, have been speaking to TalkSport about the game. We'll also hear from Spurs defender Jafet Tanganga, who's been chatting to TalkSport's James Savundra.
It is an important game for us. We played at home and we want to do well. We want to win. We want to take the 3 points. And to allow ourselves to do that, we will have to play well, to play really good football. And obviously, this is a derby. And, you know, we have to focusing on the process of trying to get the 3 points. It's really about performing well and give ourselves a chance to win the game. That game will be as important as the one we played against West Ham, and that is a derby as well. The fact that I used to play this Arsenal Tottenham is not important for me.
What I can say to you and is to everybody that we are ready to compete. We are ready. We prepare ourselves well. We receive all the players that came from international break, some with some issues. We have the absences that are public, that everybody is aware of, but we are ready to go. We are ready to go. The players are ready.
Let's kick off with the fact that 3 games in, 3 wins. How pleased are yourself and the squad about how things have gone so far?
No, we're very pleased, obviously, to get 9 points out of 3 games and not to concede is obviously a great start to the season, but I've said it already, but it doesn't really mean anything. You know, 35 games still to go. We've got Palace next, and that's our next focus. Nothing about being at the top, nothing about winning those first three games. Those are gone now. International breaks coming to an end, and now it's to focus on the game against Palace.
Has it surprised you, though, how positive the start to the season has been, and in particular, the consistency when it comes to the defensive record?
I wouldn't say a surprise. I know my teammates. You know, we're all very good players and playing for Tottenham and playing in the Premier League for a reason. You know, people can talk about last season and maybe things didn't go as well, but the group of players we have are very good, and we've added even more to our team. And you know, we just look to better ourselves and to win games, you know, as many as we possibly can. So I want to say it's a surprise. I know that we have the quality in our team.
Now, Emma Raducanu made history yesterday morning as she reached the US Open final. The British teenager will be the first British woman to play in a major singles final for 44 years when she faces Leila Fernandez this evening. TalkSport will, of course, bring you updates from that game. Former Grand Slam champion Sue Barker spoke to Ali McCoist and Ray Parler on breakfast yesterday morning and said it's an incredible achievement.
We've been hearing about her for many years, and she played in the juniors at Wimbledon in 2018, where, in fact, she beat Leila Fernandez. So I've seen her through the junior ranks. But to come out on the main tour, I mean, she was taking her A-levels this year. She didn't play any tennis tournaments during the pandemic. She concentrated on her A-levels, and she's come out. This is only her fourth main draw tournament. And when she went into the US Open, I know how tough that qualifying is in New York, and I thought, oh, if she could just get through the qualifying, that would be a major achievement. Yeah. And now... And you know, Koisty, it's the manner in which she's winning them. It's an absolute fairy tale. I still have to pinch myself to believe that it's actually happening.
Now, Arsenal, still bottom of the Premier League, will be hoping to finally win a point when they play Norwich this afternoon. That game kicks off at 3 p.m. There will, of course, be live commentary on TalkSport 2. Former Arsenal centre-back Martin Keown joined Jim White and Simon Jordan on TalkSport yesterday and said a defeat to Norwich would be a disaster. No surprise there.
It's a huge game for both clubs, of course, massive for Arsenal playing at home. This way the talking has to stop and points need to start getting on the board. To not have scored a goal, to no points, I think it's 112 years since Arsenal have been in this type of situation. Jeez. And that needs to change quickly.
Yeah.
I hear lots of talk about, you know, being patient and a long-term project, but the short-term, you have to get points on the board. I'm not looking beyond that, but you've got Burnley and you've got Spurs to follow. We know the significance of that game. If you don't then get anything from that match and you look where they are now in the table, that's putting even more pressure on the manager. I don't wish to add to that, but we need to see signs that someone's going to turn this around, because then it does become a relegation struggle.
Chelsea host Aston Villa this evening. That game is live on TalkSport at 5:30. We can hear from Thomas Tuchel speaking about new signing Saul Niguez shortly. But first, here's Aston Villa boss Dean Smith.
No different to any other season. There's always things that are thrown at you and you have to go and cope with it. And, you know, that's what we've done so far. Probably haven't got the points return that we would like from the first three games. You know, on paper, probably everybody expected us to go and win all three, but you don't win games on paper. You have to go and do it on the pitch. And we've had situations that we've had to deal with. So we feel like we're moving in the right direction.
Ball inside the penalty area. He's laid back and put in. And England's lead has lasted only 2 minutes. Excellent play by Rodrigo, pulling it back for Saul to fire into the bottom right-hand corner.
I think he's exactly the type of profile that we can need to also give Jorginho and N'Golo sometimes the break they need. He is a good fit with Matteo, with Jorginho and N'Golo. He has the ability to a very strategic player. He has a good passing ability. He has a lot of volume. I think is a good fit when he comes from a tough club. And that's why I'm absolutely happy. We have not the biggest squad in terms of numbers. We can just feel it now when we miss like two players. We already end up in thinking about who is in the squad tomorrow, who makes it in the 18. But we have a strong squad in terms of quality and character. And I'm very happy that Saul is now a big part of it.
Now, on yesterday's podcast, you heard from Arsene Wenger speaking about the future of the World Cup and calling for it to be played every 2 years. It's fair to say there's been a lot of backlash, but one person supporting the former Arsenal manager is former Arsenal defender Martin Keown. What a surprise. Martin spoke to Jim White yesterday and argued a World Cup every 2 years would be a good thing.
By having a more frequent World Cup,
You give, of course, more opportunities for teams to participate, but as well to organise World Cups.
To hear him talk with that kind of passion takes me back into the Arsenal dressing room when he was saying something along the lines of, we can go and beat him for a whole season, when no one would believe him. I think he's got a strong case. I think a lot of people will be opposed to it. The allure of the World Cup every 4 years, that special competition. But no, I quite like the idea of every couple of years. So you have the Euros every 2 years, you have the World Cup every 2 years. I don't see unnecessarily a problem with that, because if it's governing and it's creating a better competition and it's limiting the amount of days that the players are playing. No, I do. I think it's worth listening to. This man is extremely intelligent. He's been given that task to have a look at the calendar, and I think it's a proposal worth looking at without doubt.
That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on Monday night at 10 o'clock alongside the Fun Boy. Then, of course, I'm back on Drive Tuesday to Friday alongside Darren Goff and Darren Benn. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.